Last year, after intense debate, the city of Cheyenne adopted an anti-discrimination ordinance to protect members of the LGBT community. And in this legislative session, lawmakers have tried and failed to pass state laws on both sides of that issue. In the midst of all that, though, an unlikely friendship sprouted up. As part of her series, I Respectfully Disagree, Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards sat down with the legislative liaison for Cheyenne's Holy Trinity Church, Deacon Mike Lehman, and Wyoming Equality's Sarah Burlingame.
Maybe you can just tell me the story of how you guys met and kind of started your conversation.
So Sarah had contacted me, and I was, this was at the last session, or the budget session. And called me and said, you know, I think it's important that we establish dialogue. And this, of course, is something that I preach about in my own parish, at Holy Trinity Parish. But I've told her before, I was kind of like, oh, okay, I got to start walking the walk here too. And this is going to be very unnerving, unsettling, and difficult.
But I brought you coffee.
She brought me coffee. So. And you can't meet Sarah for 5 minutes and go, she's just got a bubbly, funny personality. And she uses it against me sometimes. But, but no, I mean, it was, I think there's a temptation to just sort of immediately focus on the differences. And we don't do that.
I have a professional relationship with Deacon Lehman, but he's also my friend. And so I think you can kind of take your general practices that, like, you wouldn't let someone talk about your friend in a way that disregarded their humanity. You know, I myself can disagree all day long with some of the positions that he takes. But this sort of wholesale, like, who he is unacceptable, or what he represents is something that just needs to be fought against. I don't believe that, and I feel like I maintain really strong boundaries around not letting folks who have opposition to some of these ideas and, you know, support or non-support of non-discrimination or of marriage or, you know, whatever it is, that's all fair game. And we go hard at that.
When that resolution went to vote, what happened and how did you guys respond in your relationship? Because then there is like a moment where something happened and it either was the thing that you wanted to happen or it was the thing mm-hmm. that you wanted
yeah.
to happen. So can you kind of, it's going to come down sometimes like that.
Yeah.
It's got to.
I texted Deacon Lehman because he'd left because it went super late. And
they had written in a religious clause. It's not a clause, is it, when it's not an ordinance?
It was a feel-good statement that said, we recognize that people have a religious conscience. And we said, sure, mm-hmm. they do. Mm-hmm. Great.
And it passed.
I think just organically over time, like whether it's something that lands on my side or on the diocese side, I think we meet up for a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And that, like, just knowing that I could still have a cup of coffee, right. even if, like, I'm really mad at him or he's really mad at me, like, we can still have a cup of coffee. But I sometimes think, like, it maybe wouldn't work at all if we didn't laugh at each other's jokes. And
well, except for when I was relying
on it. I laughed, but it was mostly in horror. Because Deacon Lehman was testifying in front of a committee. They were not having it.
I tried to test the tension, because the tension was pretty rough.
This was the one that we wanted that died.
Employment anti-discrimination. And it was... small room, actually not very many folks there, tents, and my sort of natural inclination is to try and break the tension a little bit. But when you try that and it doesn't work, it just reaffirms how much tension there is.
Yeah.
And it was probably the most awkward, uncomfortable moment I've ever had. And my friend, I was relying on a courtesy laugh, but it was silence over there.
Even Sarah, you didn't even pull
No,
through.
I mean, I stifled a giggle because there was a long pause. And it's funny because we're both aware that there is so much like outside perspective that is a little bit performative, that people expect us to not like one another or expect us to have tension with each other.
It was interesting. We went on from there and listened to the bill, but it died. And I can say, and I texted Sarah after that because I could see like her frustration and disappointment after that. That
he's being very generous in that characterization.
There were tears. There were tears.
Yeah.
But that I obviously felt a sense of relief because of, you know, the position that I feel very strongly about. But there was not a sense of like rejoicing because of our friendship and recognizing that to her, that was very important.
Yeah. Do you guys have any advice for people? You know, I mean, this is just such divisive times. And people have kind of lost the knack of carrying on a relationship like you guys have.
I think I would motivate them a little bit by saying it's not an option anymore.
Mm.
If we want to pass anything on to our children and grandchildren, we have to do this. But we're stuck with the reality that for generations we've been told you shouldn't talk politics or religion with people. You might offend somebody or ruin a relationship, and that's always a danger. And to say, you know what, I've got this friend that I have a sense that maybe we disagree. Is it okay if we talk about some of these difficult issues? And will you be a forgiving partner? Mm. And recognizing that I'm going to say something sometimes that may come off wrong, will you give me that forgiveness, and I promise to do the same thing for you. I think if we give each other a little bit of slack, then we can actually get better at this. Because right now, we're just not very good at it because we haven't practiced.
Yeah. Sarah?
I think, if I'm honest, it was after a few months of conversation that Deacon Lehman said he was going to be preaching at Holy Trinity. And he said in the homily, like, we're probably not going to support, you know, non-discrimination. Like, that was there too. But he also said we haven't welcomed our LGBT brothers and sisters into a gospel of love. And I think hearing my community's name spoken and spoken with love and not with contempt, that it just opened this door for me that, like, I am so grateful for it. I'm so grateful. I think that there are people for whom that will change their life, their relationship to their own worth and value is going to be changed from having heard him speak those words. And they're words that only he can speak. I can't, you know. And I think rather than meet them with the resentment for what they're not doing, if we can begin with some gratitude for, you know, what they are doing, that goes a long way. And coffee and laughing at each other's jokes. And for Mormons, I mean cocoa.
All right. Well, thank you guys both so much for sitting down with me and sharing this.
Sure.
Thanks for coming over the hill, Melody.
Sure.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards speaking with legislative liaison Deacon Mike Lehman and Wyoming Equality Communications Director Sarah Burlingame. If you have been engaging in civil discourse and are willing to share your conversation, let us know.